Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Marvin Gaye's breakthrough album called What's Going on the 40th anniversary of its release in 2011. This half hour, besides Marvin, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Martha of the Vandellas, and Stevie Wonder. Well, Marvin's album called What's Going On was, of course, a smash. And now, with the single coming up, Inner City Blues makes me want to holler. He had three number one R&B and top 10 pop hits in a row. Inner City Blues was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Rhythm Blues Vocal Performance in the male category. Well, Lou Rawls won for his more traditional R&B hit called Natural Man, but Marvin was angry. He was quoted as saying at the time that, quote, "Lou had gotten it before and I never had, and in the 11 years I'd been making records, I knew it was my time, but it wasn't. I was deeply hurt by the whole affair. I felt like I was swindled. I was mad at Lou Rawls. I didn't like the way he handled it. And if I hadn't watched myself, I could have wound up fighting him. That's how mad I was. I thought I turned out great work, and the Grammys didn't even give me the time of day." Well, here is Inner City Blues, Makes Me Wanna Holler. Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply call me sweet, where I hell on
the mother.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Last night, the Pips. That was Everybody Needs Love, and they reached number 3 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. And we started with Marvin's number 1 from 71, Inner City Blues, Makes Me Wanna Holler. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring some great songs from Marvin Gaye's breakthrough album called What's Going on the 40th anniversary of its release in 2011. Well, coming up, another great song from that album called You're the Man. Well, on this song, Marvin blatantly attacks the policy set by the government, which he felt had not been giving people in America the benefits to live in society. The song was a blatant attack on then-US President Richard Nixon during a tense election year, and a song in which an angry yet falsetto Gaye blurted politics and hypocrites, turning us all into lunatics. The song's then controversial message was not heavily promoted by Motown, and the song stalled at number 50 on the U.S. pop charts, but it did reach a respectable number 7 on the rhythm and blues charts. Here is Marvin, You're the Man, right here on Motown.
Just
Martha and the Vandellas with Coming at These Memories. That reached number 6 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1963. And before that, You're the Man, number 7 on the Rhythm and Blues charts and number 50 in the U.S. pop charts from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring one more song from that breakthrough album by Marvin Gaye called What's Going On. Well, coming up, a song that really had two names. It was released as Head Title, but it was also known as Distant Lover. Well, this song had really been a work in progress for 3 years. Marvin originally wrote the song while recording What's Going On, but the song, originally titled Head Title, featured Sandra Green as a co-writer. The song was left on the shelf following the release of the album What's Going On, and the recording was a demo of Marvin improvising lyrics claiming he was singing, quote, off the top of my head, quote. Well, Marvin revived the song in a more polished setting upon recording the Let's Get It On album, and he co-wrote new lyrics with his friend Harvey Fuca and his sister-in-law Gwen Fuca, while keeping Green's name as a co-writer. Well, here is the original version from the What's Going On album, and it is titled Head Title, right here on Motown.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know I'm supposed to have a new record out about now, and I've been trying to find a good lyric to go with this melody, but I haven't been able to come up with anything that's really satisfying to me. So I'm going to be honest with you. Sing what comes right off the top of my head. Right about here, I'm honestly gonna sing for you what comes right from my soul. Oh, little baby, don't you drive me crazy. Trying to get the feeling. Oh, got me really rocking in the bone. Here we go.
can't leave you, friend. I don't want to seem that way, but I don't know how to explain myself.
Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Believe what they're telling me. Somebody's been picking in my cherry tree. Don't wanna miss just what if I mistake. You tell someone's been digging round in my cage. I ain't gonna stand for this. And I ain't gonna stand for this. And I ain't gonna stand for this. Now. And I ain't gonna stand for this.
Stevie Wonder with a number 4 tune on the rhythm and blues charts in the United States from 1981, I Ain't Gotta Stand For It, and we started with Head Title, also known as Distant Lover, number 12 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1974. But during the last hour, we featured 5 songs from the Marvin Gaye breakthrough album called What's Going On, in honor of the 40th anniversary of its release in 2011. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.